Hey there, restaurant pros. It's David Scott Peters, and welcome to episode 96 of the Restaurant Prosperity Formula. I've been coaching restaurant owners since 2003, and the Restaurant Prosperity Formula is based on what the most successful restaurant owners I've worked with do on a daily basis to achieve their success. The basic premise of the formula centers around achieving prosperity, freedom for your restaurant, the financial freedom you deserve. To achieve prosperity, you have to follow a very specific formula made up of leadership, systems, training, accountability, and taking action. Today, I want to answer one of those burning questions you have. It's a question that I get asked all the time. And that question is, when it comes to all these systems you teach, David, where do I start? Now, I'm going to tell you, you're going to hear a little background noise. I'm in San Diego, traveling in my Airbnb, but I want to make sure I get this podcast to you as soon as possible. I've got a race. Those of you who don't know, I am a rower. I'm a master's rower, and I've got a big race at the San Diego Crew Classic. So keep your fingers crossed for me. By the time you've listened to this, maybe I've meddled. But let's get started. But first, a word from our sponsor.
We all know managing costs is one of the most important parts of running a profitable restaurant, especially now. But between fluctuating vendor prices, waste, labor, and the never-ending list of tasks that demand your attention on a daily basis, it can be challenging for even the most experienced of us to manage costs well. That's where Margin Edge comes in. Margin Edge is a complete restaurant management software that automatically uses data from your POS and invoices to show you food and labor costs in real time. Don't wait until it's too late. Margin Edge gives you tools to make decisions in the moment, like a daily P&L, price alerts on key ingredients, and real-time plate costs, all without ever having to touch a spreadsheet. Take control of your costs, work more efficiently, and be more profitable. Go to www.marginedge.com/DSP to learn more and schedule your demo today.
If there's one thing I've heard time and time again from restaurant owners, it's I love your stuff, David. I've read your book, seen you speak, listened to your podcast, and watched your YouTube videos, but I just don't know where to start. If this sounds like you, you're in exactly the right place. Today, we're tackling that very question, laying out a clear, actionable roadmap to not just start, but to thrive. To make this easy to follow and understand, I've broken it up into 7 segments. Back to basics, the power of checklists and cash controls, vision and goals, the backbone of daily operations, crafting your financial blueprint, maximizing margins, and managing labor efficiently. Let's get into it. Imagine this. It's another day in the life of a restaurant owner. You've got the passion, the vision, and maybe even the perfect location. But as you stand in your bustling restaurant, the sheer number of things that you've got to do can feel overwhelming. Where do you begin? Well, let's start off with segment 1, back to basics. It all starts with the fundamentals. Restaurant 101, serving hot food hot, cold food cold, and maintaining an impeccably clean and safe environment for both guests and employees. Let's not forget the cornerstone of any successful restaurant, wow customer service and incredible product. And in today's world, an outstanding to-go program isn't just nice to have, it's essential. See, Restaurant 101, it doesn't matter all the systems that you want to start with to make change, to have managers know what their job is, how to do it, how well it should be done, in order to have a life, to make the money you deserve, if you don't have a good restaurant. See, it starts with Restaurant 101. If you don't have a good restaurant, what does it matter about financial stability? You'll have no customers walking in. You'll have no employees working for you. So that is our focus. And from this point forward, I've got to assume you do Restaurant 101 correctly. So now we go to segment 2, the power of checklists and cash controls. Now, this is going on to what I deem the lifeline of your operations, checklists. They're not just a piece of paper, or in my case, I've got my members on electronics, online software. They are your roadmap to consistency, quality, and peace of mind. From opening to closing, every task gets a checklist. Why? Because it's the small details that often make the biggest difference. See, what I don't want to do is I don't want to say, hey man, I need my managers to do something and they just don't do it. these checklists you talk about, David, they sound so simple. And I feel like this, if you can't get a manager to follow a checklist, what makes you think you're going to get them to wake up every Sunday to count inventory accurately and really care? So we've got to change our thought process on what checklists are. Checklists are you imposing your will without being there, making sure no small detail gets missed, that that restaurant is set up and ready to go. And one way we can do that is to get the managers to trust each other, to get rid of those AM, PM blues. You know, when a manager walks in the morning and goes, who's closed last night? Because they didn't do this and this and this and this and this. And they're right. They've got reason to bitch and moan because they've got to close the restaurant before they can open it. But then we often want to look at our line employees and go, let's write them up for not doing their work. I'm going to ask you a question. Why do we have managers? To ensure the process is working. You understand, it's a manager's job. So we're gonna change our culture to close to open. That means we're gonna make sure the management team ensures all the checklists are done, that every employee does their closing side work, that the restaurant is 100% ready to open for the next shift. Whether it's an AM to PM shift, a PM to AM, we're gonna ensure that everything's done. Now imagine being able to walk into the restaurant and trust each manager. That we trust each other. I'm not gonna walk into a cluster. I'm not gonna walk into just a shit storm of who the hell knows what. I know I can walk in the door and it's gonna be great. Well, the way to do this is to change it from holding the line employee accountable to those checklists to managers. Why do I have managers? To ensure the process is working. It is ultimately their responsibility. If they choose to let people go home without doing their side work, guess what the manager has to do? Their work. See, we're going to change. When you hold a manager accountable to that, they're not going to let people go home without doing the work because they don't want to do other people's work to begin with. And when it comes to cash controls, I'm going to be brief on this one. It should be make complete sense though, right? Cash controls are a non-negotiable. Ensuring every penny is accounted for is how you build a culture where the details matter. See, if I don't care about plate presentation, I don't care about cleanliness, and I don't care about whether the money made it to the bank, what makes you think we're going to implement any other systems? So it starts with Restaurant 101, then it is checklists and cash controls, and I will say that to my grave. Now we move on to segment 3, which is vision and goals. Every great journey starts with a destination in mind, doesn't it? Like, where am I going? What gets you excited? What gets you revved up? Your restaurant is no different. Documenting your short-term and long-term goals gives you direction. Why am I putting the work in? See, you have to understand what you're working towards. You're working towards date night with your significant other, that you're not always pulled away and can never leave the restaurant. You're working towards being able to take vacations, to be able to make the money that you're supposed to be able to ensure the restaurant is run your way when you're there, but especially when you're not. These are the goals, whether short-term or long-term, personal and business, you've got to document them. It makes it visceral, the visceral feeling of, hey, in my gut, I'm gonna get this done. But it also motivates you to understand why you're putting the work in, because the ultimate goal is freedom for your restaurant and the financial freedom you deserve, what I call restaurant prosperity. But here's where it gets really personal. You must have an understanding of what kind of leader you are, and more importantly, the leader your restaurant needs you to be. See, I talk about this in my book, Restaurant Prosperity Formula, right from the beginning. I will tell you this, that most restaurants that fail, the number one reason why they fail is lack of leadership. And just because you own a restaurant doesn't make you a born leader. It takes leadership to be successful, and that's what you've got to become. And this is the importance of systems, this journey we're talking about. See, systems take us from being that social worker slash giver that I call a leader, who cares about the guests, cares about the employees, cares about the Yelp reviews, cares about being the center of attention, but ignores the numbers. Well, the systems bring in numbers, bringing us together where we focus not only on the guest experience, but on the numbers too, making you the leader your restaurant needs. Vice versa, you could be that numbers person who's a little impatient with people, doesn't understand why they don't get the work done, but looks at and squeeze every penny of profit out. But if I don't have guests coming in the door, if I don't have employees work for me, I don't get anything. So all of a sudden, it forces you to put training systems in place and how you want service and hospitality to be done. And all of a sudden, we're pulling it together using both skill sets, where one may be your natural place, where you truly come from, that's your comfort zone, but the systems bring you across and bridge to the other side, making you the restaurant leader your restaurant needs. Leadership is incredibly important. Just because you own a restaurant doesn't make you a born leader. I will talk about leadership over and over and over again. It's about inspiring your team and leading by example. That's what happens when you truly know the leadership style you are, what you need to work on to give them what they need. How about segment 4? The backbone of daily operations. Look, I'm going to tell you, administrative systems might not sound, well, glamorous, but they're the unsung heroes of daily operations. We're tracking sales forecasts, right? Making sure we know what we're going to do in the future. That way we can order enough product. We can schedule enough people, right? Order too much product, it gets stolen, wasted, spoiled, food cost goes up. Bring in too many, order too little product, we 86 items, we miss opportunities, sales at the table, piss off guests, lose money. Bring in too many people, tick, 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 you owe. You're losing money. Bring in too few people, long ticket times, bad service, we lose opportunity and guests. So sales forecasts are extremely important. We next move on to tracking your daily sales. Your DSR report from your POS system. Yes, these software systems, these POS systems magically track all that. But when your managers don't know the numbers, they can't lead the shift. So by typing in those numbers, ensuring that every penny makes it to the bank, but more importantly, setting up your systems for your food costs, labor costs, your pour costs from draft beer, bottled beer, wine, liquor, merchandise, you are setting yourself up for success. Managing your invoices and your payouts, making sure that every invoice that comes in, especially food and beverage, is categorized properly. Because when that broadline distributor drops off all of that product, not all of it's food. There's janitorial, paper, smallwares. There are other expenses which are not food costs. For tracking purposes, it's extremely important we separate them. And finally, you've got to keep a manager log. It's the beginning of great communication. Making sure that the 5 questions you ask every time that you've left the building and you get a manager who says, I don't know, and it drives you nuts. Instead of chasing them for information, let's get them chasing you. So when you have that entrepreneurial moment at 2 a.m. and use the restroom and you grab your phone, you can see exactly what happened, what is important to you on a daily basis. It's about making the complex simple and the overwhelming manageable. That's what daily admin's all about. It is something that every manager should do. We don't save it for a general manager. We don't save it for a chef. Any manager, supervisor, or the like, whether they're hourly or salary working that shift, will learn that daily admin. Now, segment 5 is crafting your financial blueprint. So, we're diving deep into your financials, right? With a working budget. You've heard me. The 2 most important systems any restaurant should have are budgets and recipe costs and cards. What are the 2 systems most restaurants never have? Budgets and recipe costs and cards. If you've been following me for any length of time, you could have repeated that right now in your brain or out loud. Why? Because those systems take us from being a reactive management team to a proactive management team. They're extremely important. So budget, budget, budget. We're not talking about recipe cards today. We're talking about the things you need to start with, and a budget is crucial. This isn't about restricting your creativity, by the way. It's about giving it a framework to flourish. Setting your targets, your KPIs, your key performance indicators, food cost target, bottled beer, draft beer, wine, liquor cost of goods sold targets, labor cost by position. This is extremely important, and they align with your systems to achieve how you're going to get those, right? To hit your numbers, not just basically turn your aspirations into reality. See, your budget allows you to create your plan for success. Instead of looking at your P&L, which is a rearview mirror in your car, it's important to know where we've come from, but it's the past. You can't change the past. A budget is that front windshield. Where am I going? Just like the goals in the beginning of this, right? Goals for you personally. What are we working towards? What are the goals for the restaurant for the next month, the next week, the next day? That your managers can manage too, but more importantly, this helps you decide what systems you'll put in place to help them achieve those numbers. You can give them the training to achieve those numbers, and in doing so, you're putting yourself on a path to success. Segment 6, maximizing margins. Let's talk about keeping more of that hard-earned cash, reducing waste and theft. Well, that starts with systems like the key item tracker and the waste tracker. Eventually moving on to what I call the Restaurant Checkbook Guardian, otherwise known as a purchase allotment system. It's about making informed decisions, not just hopeful guesses. So let's go back to that key item tracker. By the way, the key item tracker, waste tracker are the two easiest systems in the world to put in place. They are clipboard systems. I'm going to tell you they're the two hardest systems to get used on a daily basis. Without a manager, a supervisor inspecting those systems on a daily basis, they will not get used. The day you stop looking at them is the day they stop being used. But the key item trackers, we're counting 5 to 15 items on a daily basis. We're tracking very basic information to prevent theft. And if I prevent theft, I lower my food costs. I lower my pour costs. The waste tracker is writing down mistakes, whether something spoiled, it was dropped, it was a training issue. See, when I see it written down, maybe I'm emptying ninth pans of side dishes that are on the line and they're dying. And so at the end of the night, I'm scraping them into a garbage pail. See, with each of those things, I can say, why did that waste happen? What can I do differently to ensure it doesn't happen tomorrow? See, it's not just about writing down the waste. It's what are you going to do proactively today? That's powerful. You stop dumbass mistakes like ordering too much salmon and then slacking it out and throwing it away because it's bad. It's going to save you thousands. And finally, the system I call the Restaurant Checkbook Guardian. It allows you to give up ordering without giving up your checkbook. By simply doing that daily admin we talked about, every single day, every manager keep taking 5-10 minutes of work a day, you basically just fill in this information. It'll take you a minute to fill it in on a daily basis. I give you the power to tell your kitchen manager, your chef, your bar manager how much money they can spend by category next order. This allows me to give up my checkbook without, or I should say, give up ordering without giving up my checkbook. Let me correct myself. And that's powerful. That's powerful because the last thing you want to do is give up ordering and then have $2,000 of extra food on the shelves. This ensures not only that they order on budget, but they have to ask for permission if they go above budget, and they better tell you why they're above budget, what problems they found and what they fixed and how it's going to change. Putting the power of your checkbook back into your control, but giving up ordering. It's powerful. And last but not least, segment 7, managing labor efficiently. Again, last but not certainly least, labor management is crucial. The right systems here can transform your biggest expense next to an empty chair into your biggest asset. It's all about giving your managers the tools they need to schedule effectively and stay on budget. By the way, without a budget, you have never scheduled properly. Let me explain. See, some of you are very seasonal. You have really high sales, really low sales. And if you use the same labor target throughout the year, there are certain times of the year that you're screaming at your management team because they're wasting money. Other times of the year, they're sitting back doing nothing, bleeding labor, but you'd have no idea because they're way under because your customers are managing your efficiency. See, it's minimum staffing levels versus maximum efficiency. Bottom line is this, with a budget, you're going to have a different labor target every single month. And now you're on the same page with your management team on a path on a 12-month period to make the money you deserve. Now, you're going to need to make all this work scheduling software. Writing a spreadsheet out or writing on paper is not going to work anymore. There are lots of software systems out there. But to get the most out of your labor budget, you need scheduling software. From there, I would teach my members what I call the Restaurant Payroll Guardian. If the Checkbook Guardian puts you on a budget, what do you think the Payroll Guardian does, right? So now, using last week's numbers, finished from the POS system, how many hours and dollars you spent by position, and your budget, I can tell your managers how many hours and dollars they have to schedule next week to be on budget. Instead of bringing everybody in and praying we're busy and sending them home we're slow, which is too late, you've already blown your labor budget, we're going to say you have 350 hours. But when they use that software to copy and paste the schedule from week to week, and they've put 364 hours in, they're going to find with a schedule variance report, what I call a labor discrepancy finder in place, that they have got to cut hours. And before they freak out and you say you got to cut 14 hours, you have to coach them that maybe it's 4 cooks 15 minutes later in the AM shift, 4 cooks 15 minutes later in the PM shift, 7 days a week, that's 14 hours. Sometimes the little changes have a huge impact without having to rip the Band-Aid off. But all of a sudden, ensuring you schedule on budget allows you to then control labor during the week instead of waiting till a Friday and running around like a chicken with your head cut off because, well, quite frankly, you're way over budget and it's too late to fix. So where do you start? Right here, by focusing on the foundations, embracing systems, and leading with purpose. Each step you take builds, well, it builds on the last, moving you closer to the restaurant of your dreams. Yes, there's a myriad of other systems that need to be implemented, from recipe costing cards to things like dollars per labor hour worked. But you wanted to know where to start. And I've just laid that out for you. I've given you a plan for success. In fact, I believe in this plan so much, we execute this very same plan in our group coaching programs on a daily basis. And I will tell you, if ever you want to learn about that, do me a favor, reach out to Ryan. Ryan James is a member mentor, somebody who's gone through the program, made incredible change in his restaurant, now helps me communicate with you to find out more about you and your business, what your challenges are. Tell you about our program, and you guys can figure out if that's a right fit to move on and talk about what our membership looks like with me. You can contact him at Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at davidscottpeters.com. And I'll tell you, if you not only don't know where to start, and this podcast didn't get you there, but you need a kick in the pants, you need videos to help you, you need coaching, you need accountability, and other restaurant owners to help you get through this journey, then you should email Ryan today, ryan@davidscottpeters.com. Remember, it's not just about opening your doors. It's about keeping them open. Welcoming guests day after day, year after year. And that's a journey worth embarking on. Remember, the ultimate goal is restaurant prosperity, freedom of your restaurant, the financial freedom you deserve. And I've just given you the plan on where to start that you can achieve exactly that.
Hey, that was an awesome episode. I want to thank you for taking the time to take action on building a better, more prosperous restaurant. Before you go, I want to give you these three thoughts. One, by combining leadership and taking action with systems and training being checked by accountability, you are on your way to creating prosperity for you and your restaurant. Two, I have something I need from you. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you happen to listen to podcasts. By leaving us a review, other restaurant pros seeking out this information are able to find it. I read the reviews, and hearing how this information has benefited you does wonders for me. And three, if you find any of the discussions helpful, share them. The more restaurant pros who have access to them, the better we become as an industry. For more restaurant resources or to get in contact with me, connect with me at davidscottpeters.com. Be passionate about what you're doing. Be persistent, but more importantly, become better and help everyone around you become better. And your restaurant is going to kick some ass.